because the influence is there. If I attach myself to bad people, they ruin me. I become a bad person. If I attach myself to a good person, it's not only that this is a good relationship, it will make me better, it will improve me, because we influence each other. And don't say that, yes, some people talk, I don't listen, and blah blah. I will say, look at the piece of bread. Goes in you, becomes you. So, the thought of the others will go in you and become you. You think, when you are in a group, you think like them. Their thought influences you. That's the point, yes?
When lifeless bread is companioned with life, the bread becomes living and is turned into the substance of that. Dark twigs become the companions of fire. The darkness departed and it was turned into light. When the dead ass fell into the salt mine, it put aside asininity and mortality.
This is one of the examples that in Islamic law they always bring that example for metamorphosis. And they will say, if a donkey's cadaver happens to be over there and in time will transform to salt, then it is clean. The salt is clean. The cadaver was not clean. Purification is because of that transformation. Here you will say, you know what? When the donkey is in the salt mine, his donkeyness will disappear because he will become the salt. Means me and you, if we join this club, we lose a part of our personality and we become that collective stuff. This was the goldsmith, remember? What was the goldsmith? The thing that a group of people, they arrived to this agreement that this fellow is good, remember? Goldsmith is the fashion of the values. What is fashion? Fashion is something that a group we agree upon. It becomes fashion. By itself, it's not there. You would say, culturally, we are living in a culture. When you live in a special culture, you live whatever you are, you become like them. Yes?
The baptism of Allah is the dying vat of Hu. Therein, piebald things become of one color. When he falls into the vat and you say to him, arise, he says in rapture, I am the vat, do not blame. That I am the vat is the saying, I am God. He has the color of the fire, albeit he is iron.
What does that mean? First of all, it's a little bit complicated. First of all, is the story of Mansur al-Haj. You remember that the guy was crucified in the worst way because he said, I am the God. He dared to say that. Then they came to him and they said, we'll tell everyone that you said, I'm with God, or God is with me. He said, no, I said, I'm the God, because there is no me left. It's all his love, and I'm down. And he was killed. The story is one of the most important stories in our path, because whenever we want to talk about readiness to give everything up for Hab, we'll bring that guy in, because his action is really dumb. is not intelligent. First of all, the guy is not a young fellow to be agitated. When he is crucified, he is 75 years old. And it's just because of one sentence. And at 50 years of imprisonment, being skinned alive, and all that to it. This is dumb. It's not intelligent. The only thing that will make it beautiful, because we know this is out of love, is generous to give his life for what he really loves and believes. This is one part of it. Another part of this conversation is Safatullah. Oh, baptism of Allah doesn't do it. It's difficult. Inshallah, next week one of you will volunteer to explain what Safatullah really means. You volunteer.
That's a real volunteer.
Another part of this discussion is melting pot, in a way. We believe in a big jar. Khum is the big jar that you could go in, it is too big. You say, there is this khum, there is this jar, which is the color of the uniqueness or identity of God. It's too much. After Safatullah, I'll try to add to it something. Because here he talks about who. Who is the main source of identity, hoviya, the real identity. So when it comes to God, we call the God identity of identity, so it's who. You see that? Who has the color of something which is, you could should imagine, a jar of a color. They drop whatever in it, bring it out, you have that color. This is how they color the dresses. So they pay attention to that. You say that attention or baptism of God is like a jar of the color. No matter what you put in and bring out, the little ugly pieces will disappear. It will become a clear, unified color. These patches of used colorlessness will go away. Means, I'm talking about something which will unify. That something is that jar of color. And you know what? When somebody will drop in, suddenly you're worried about the fellow because he's dropped in that color. And you try to help him to come out and say, I don't want to come out. This is the best happened to me. Because he's dropped in that color of unification. It's like this guy. This guy Mansoor fell in this. It looks like a stupid stuff. But it's very clever. Because that saying that I'm the God, he was declaring the unification with the truth. He was not talking about the body, he was talking about me being dropped in the unifying color or tawhid of God and understanding the connection, forgetting the separation. So, I'm everything. Everything is God. Everything is the Creator. There is one, and that's it. It's like that. You could doubt it, you could talk about it a lot, because it looks like a fire, but this is the real light. Listen, now he goes poetical. Yes, we.
The color of the iron is negated in the color of the fire. It boasts a fieriness, though it is like one who keeps silence.
When you put a piece of iron in the fire, what will happen? You say, look at it. The iron will take the color of the fire and will put it in itself. Suddenly it becomes red. And you may think that, this is bluffing. He says, if you think I'm bluffing, touch me. Then you will see, I have it. The fire is in me. This is like Mansur. Mansur is in a state of mind that will say, this is it. And will say, no, you're lying. He'll say, kill me. Kill me and see if I take it back or not. I will not. And he will not. Yes?
When it has become like gold of the mines in redness, then without tongue it boasts, its boast is, I am the fire. It has become glorified by the color and nature of the fire. It says, I am the fire, I am the fire. I am the fire. If you have doubt and suspicion, make trial. Put your hand upon me. I am the fire. If it seems doubtful to you, lay your face upon my face for one moment. When man receives light from God, he is worshipped by the angels because of his being chosen. Also worshipped by that one whose spirit, like an angel, has been freed from insolence and doubt.
First of all, that word of worship, Quranic version is not worship. There are so many words for worship. It's not that. Over there is sujood. Sujood is when you drop on the earth, you put your face on the earth. The state, physical state of humbleness. And this is something that we heard it at the beginning of the second paragraph of Masnavi. Remember, the king went to the mosque, to Mihrab, to do the sujda. Because that physically is the state of humbleness. Not only mentally, physically. All the animals, when they go down, they surrender, right? This is surrendering. He talks about that, the worship is like that. Because in this story we say when God created Adam, said to all the angels, bow to him, go and do the sujani, means surrender to him completely. They all did accept the knowledge. Knowledge has never surrendered to you and is teasing you and is playing with you, right? Here you say, listen, that human being, the Adam, became worthy of all these angels to sujda to him, to bow to him, because he had the light of God. So, when someone has the light of God, all the angels should sujda to him. Not only the angels, there are another group of people who are not enslaved by their intelligence, who are the free spirits. Remember the parrot in the cage? The parrot is on the tree. The free spirits, they too, like the angels, will do the sujda to this fellow. Means what? Means God created human being and gave him the breath, the light was there, all the adjectives of goodness, the angels, they bowed to him. But more than that, the people who are polished themselves, who are not selfish, they do it to this God. Why? The point is, when you think about the story of God doing this and the angels bow.